Welcome to Victorious Parenting. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Now's the time to transform your home life and make parenting a breeze by learning and applying new strategies. Let's get into it. Welcome to another episode of Victorious Parenting. I'm Arabella Hill. In the last few episodes, we've been going through positive parenting self-reflection questions that are found at the end of my book, The Ultimate Guide to Promoting Positive Self-Esteem in Children. These questions will help you become a more positive parent and to help you understand your own processes inside and your own behavior when it comes to your parenting. So today we are going to be talking about the behavior versus the child. The question is, do you always separate the misdeed from the child? And what I mean by that is when your child behaves in a way that pushes every button you didn't know you had, it can be very difficult to separate their behavior from who they are as people. For example, all children at some point will have messy rooms, right? It doesn't mean that they are a lazy person. It means they're a child and they just can't be bothered to clean the room, right? If we allow them to constantly be messy, perhaps that could lead to laziness in life. Does it equate to other areas of their life? Are they lazy in other areas of their life? We need to look at these things in a more in-depth way. So if your child throws their clothes on the floor, it doesn't mean they're lazy. It might mean they're messy and they need teaching. They need you to teach them the importance of having a clean room and what it means and how it impacts them. You know, sometimes it might mean to let them have a really dirty room for a long time and to feel what it's like to having a dirty room. And now perhaps you don't like it. I don't know, maybe the child might like it and that might not work. You have to figure it out knowing who your child is and what works for them. But it's very easy to look at your child's behavior and then to categorize them as something and to give them a label that pertains to their character. Their character isn't set in stone when they're children. They are developing who they are as people. Their character is constantly changing and constantly developing. Just because your child throws something on the floor and won't clean up, it doesn't mean they themselves are inherently lazy. It means they need to learn something. Something needs to change and they need to be guided in the right direction. You know, just because they're being combative today, it doesn't mean they're, you know, let's say violent. I mean, are there some violent children? Absolutely. There are some children who really need specialist care and they have cognitive difficulties and different disorders that need care and consideration. But if your child is acting out of sorts on a couple of days, maybe they're having a bad week, it can be easy to categorize them a certain way and to label them in a way that impacts their character. And that could end up staying with them for life, especially if it's a continual label that we put on them all the time. For example, when I was in school, I really struggled with math and I would have, not necessarily just my parents, but teachers more would say, perhaps math just isn't for you. You're not very smart, you know, and I would have people say things like that to me constantly, that I'm not smart, I'm not very bright, or I would make a mistake at home and my mom would say, oh, that's not very smart, is it? You're not very bright today. And saying that, it's not that big of a deal, but if it's a repeated thing that's said to you throughout your childhood, that's a constant thing, and it's coming from a few different sources, you can end up growing up thinking that you're not very bright, that education's not really for you, mathematics isn't really for you, studying really isn't for you, And that's just how it is because you're not a very smart person. That's the consequence of what personally happened to me growing up. I'm not saying that is definitely going to happen to everyone who has the same experience. We all process things in different ways. But growing up, I definitely felt that I wasn't very bright. I wasn't very smart, that education wasn't for me, that I just wasn't capable of learning new or complicated things the way that other people could because of what was constantly reinforced to me as a child. So don't look at your child's behavior as something pertaining to their character, because all children are going to yell and scream and have violent outbursts at times and hit and do all of these other types of behaviors that we find abhorrent and we want to change. That's childhood. That's a process of learning and growing. It doesn't mean that that is their character, and it doesn't mean that is set in stone. We can always change. Even adults can change. It just takes a lot longer for adults because the neural pathways for habit and behavior are well worn in by adulthood. And it's harder to change because our brains want to go for what's familiar. So if your child is displaying a certain behavior, try to separate their behavior from their character. Their character is not yet set in stone. You can change the behavior. It may take some creative thinking. It may take some help from outside sources. It may take some time. But just because your child acts in a certain way today, it doesn't mean that's setting their character up for tomorrow. It doesn't mean that's who they always will be. My son is 19 now. He wakes up and he makes his own bed in the morning. He vacuums his room. He dusts, he cleans. He asks me if I need any help around the house when he has spare time. And I can tell you that's kind of new compared to how he has been throughout his childhood. And throughout his childhood, you know, typical messy kid, not making his bed, not, you know, throwing clothes around the room, having everything really dusty. Oh, it's okay, you know. I taught him the importance of having a clean room and how good that feels inside and how great it feels to wake up in the morning to a clean room and how you can be proud of yourself because you're looking after yourself and how it means that you're more of an autonomous person and you're growing up. And that's how I encourage my son with good behavior as he was growing up. I would say and praise him when he would do these things, when he would do these kinds of behaviors that I wanted to see more of. I'd be saying, wow, you're really growing as a person. I can see that you've really been learning and you're really trying. Well done. And it made him feel proud of himself because even little children, and I heard a four-year-old the other day speak to another four-year-old and saying, we're not babies, we're big kids now, and we can do this and we can do that. So children, even at that age, they want to feel proud of themselves. Like, I'm a big kid, I'm a big girl, I'm a big boy, I want to grow up, I want to do these things. And separating their deeds from their character is going to help them do that. But labeling them as something pertaining to their character just because they're misbehaving can arrest their development, because then you're categorizing something about their character before they've even really discovered who they are as a person. They don't even know who they are. And then we're putting these labels on them and we're saying, you're lazy, you're this, you're that, you're ignorant, you're not very bright, and all of these other things that can come out of their bad behavior when we're angry and we're upset at them, that if it's repeated often enough and consistently enough throughout their childhood, they will believe it because it's coming from you. So try and separate the misdeed from who they are as people. See their bad behavior as an opportunity to guide and correct them back on to the right path, because that's what discipline is. Discipline is guiding and correcting. That's true discipline. It's not yelling and screaming and banging your fist on the table and laying down the law. Discipline is guiding and correcting. Oh, you're off the path. guiding, correcting. Consequences for the behavior, guiding, correcting. Sometimes you need to guide and correct the same behavior over and over and over again, but eventually they will stay on that path because you've been consistent. They know they can trust you. You're a person of your word. You're not labeling them as something, because as soon as a child thinks they're not bright or they're dumb or they're this or they're lazy, guess what they're going to do? They are going to rise to that occasion. They're going to say, you know what? My mom doesn't think I'm very smart, so I don't know why I should bother. My mom thinks I'm lazy anyway, no matter what I do. It doesn't seem like anything I do is going to change her opinion of me. So why would I bother striving to try and change her opinion of me? She thinks I'm lazy? Well, I'm going to show you lazy. That can be the consequence of those kinds of things, of labeling them according to their misdeeds. Because when they become preteens and teenagers, that's when that sort of behavior becomes more prevalent. And that's the sort of thing that you don't want in the teenage years. The teenage years, I don't believe, should be a nightmare. It shouldn't be something to be feared and scary. Oh my gosh, am I going to have a really like annoying, violent, door slamming teenager? It doesn't have to lead to that. If you sow the seeds early enough and consistent enough in your child, that just because they're throwing clothes on the floor today, it doesn't mean they're a lazy person. Just because they failed in this test, and maybe they fail consistently, it doesn't mean that it's not for them. It doesn't mean they're not bright. Just because they're pushing all your buttons, it doesn't mean they're this or they're that or whatever other label or name that you inevitably go to call them or put upon them. It means that their behavior is off the path and that your job is to guide them back on the path, to guide and correct, guide and correct consistently, sometimes like a broken record, and it can be frustrating, but it will reap well in the future, especially in the teenage years. So again, the question is, do you always separate the misdeed from the child? And if not, you can always turn the page and you can start afresh tomorrow. It helps to think about these things in depth, which is why I'm doing one question per podcast. So we can think about these things more in depth and learn and just try a little bit better every day. Just be 1% better than you were yesterday and you will get there in the end. No parent is perfect. Parenting isn't perfect. Human experience and life isn't perfect, especially in the world that we live in now. It's very chaotic. But if we start today, we start fresh, we start anew, and we learn these things and we work on ourselves from the inside and out, and then we relay that onto our children, we can build a different future than what we imagine right now. We can eliminate those fears and those worries. We can build something different than what was even built within us as children. And it's possible. I'm literally living proof of it. I'm not a perfect person. I'm not a perfect parent. I have plenty of regrets in my parenting journey and plenty of things that I would have done differently. But all my experiences, good and bad, have led to who I am now. And I'm pretty proud of the person I've become and the person I am becoming, because I'm always growing. And so are you. Even when you're really old, we're always growing, we're always changing. You can always start fresh tomorrow. Separate the misdeed from the child and start afresh tomorrow. And I'll speak to you next time. If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting.
discover the 7 biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. Promotingselfesteem.com.